It's The Guardian. Regid Ahmed here on Gadigal land with the full story.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, thanks for your time. What's your reaction to news of a two-week ceasefire, including the reopening, but albeit temporarily, of the Strait of Hormuz?
This is positive news, and we hope that it leads to a permanent de-escalation and an end to the conflict and a resolution that allows the world to go forward.
The US and Iran have agreed a two-week ceasefire with an understanding that Tehran will allow conditional passage through the Strait of Hormuz. In response, global oil prices plunged. But whether the pact holds is another question entirely. And the federal government says it intends to stay the course and continue to shore up fuel sources across the region, including an impromptu overseas trip by the PM to Australia's biggest petrol supplier.
This week, on Thursday, I will head to Singapore. This will be important, and we'll continue discussions on securing our trade in petrol, diesel and LNG.
Today, political editor Tom McElroy on what the PM hopes to secure from his dash to Singapore. It's Thursday, the 9th of April.